USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The question is on passage of the bill. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to extend government funding through February 18th. The measure then went to the Senate, where it faced a partisan battle. Some senators indicate they would push for a shutdown in an effort to leverage President Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Later on in the night, the Senate passed the resolution to continue government funding through February of next year. The measure passed in the Senate 69-28. The state of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration's constitutional overreach on Thursday in order to block the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The lawsuit started flying one day after the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, denied Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt a request to exempt Oklahoma National Guard from the mandate. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an inflation update.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good when it comes to inflation.
We've had this pandemic for 2 years. We didn't have this kind of inflation, though, until Joe Biden and the Democrats took office. And he's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
If you feel President Biden is overreaching his authority when mandating your health and what goes into your body, you're not alone. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Newsmax Thursday says his state is involved in 3 lawsuits against President Biden's vaccine mandates because the Constitution does not give unilateral authority to the president to do anything that he wants to do.
I don't support a federal mask mandate or vaccine mandates, and quite frankly, not only do I not support it, the reality is that the United States Constitution does not support it. It does not give unilateral authority to this president to do anything that he wants to do, regardless of what the legislative branch or the judicial branch thinks. So in Mississippi, we have filed 3 lawsuits to date. We were involved in the original OSHA lawsuit, which led to a nationwide stay on that particular vaccine mandate. We were involved as well earlier this week in the case where the Louisiana federal judge put a nationwide stay on the vaccine mandate with respect to CMS. And we have a 3rd lawsuit outstanding with respect to the defense contractors, because again, I personally support the vaccine. I have personally taken the vaccine, and I encourage other Mississippians to do the same, because I do think that they are effective. However, I also believe in our United States Constitution, and I believe in freedom, and I believe in liberty, and people can make the best choices for themselves.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.